Follow me.
Botany camp teacher Janice Black leads 5 and 6-year-old children through bushy rows of mint and lavender. She's teaching them about medicinal plants.
This one makes your stomach feel better if something upset your stomach. And I bet you guys will know what it is as soon as you smell this one.
Basil! Mint!
Just in case you're wondering, it's mint. And the kids are part of botany camp.
So it's a one-week morning program where kids learn about biology and nature and by going on walks and playing games and doing crafts.
That's Elizabeth Dickey. She's the education director at the Idaho Botanical Garden.
So when the kids come out here, that sort of exposes them to the world and nature and teaches them that it is great fun to be outside and exploring and learning the world about the world around them, and you can play games out there, and it just opens their eyes to new possibilities.
That's exactly what Julia Runberg thought about when the garden signed up with the Let's Move campaign. She's the garden's executive director.
Let's Move is an initiative that museums, including living plant material museums like the Botanical Garden, can participate in and come together to try to figure out how to get everyone thinking about being active, both actively appreciating the landscape and just actively moving their bodies.
Runberg says the garden has been moving kids for years with botany camp and other educational programs.
Hey, look, I found one.
The kids in botany camp scamper from one end of the garden to the other. Charlie is 5. This is her first trip to camp.
I've learned about bugs, and I've learned all about plants.
Do you spend a lot of time outside?
Yeah, we have a garden, too. This one's also a vegetable garden. We have corn, tomatoes, potatoes, and oregano, and some sage.
Which would you rather do, go inside and watch TV or go outside and play?
Go outside and play.
Charlie isn't the only camper with her own garden. Duncan has one, too. This is his 4th time at botany camp.
I have tomatoes, carrots, raspberries, and lots of other stuff.
You like to eat stuff out of the garden?
Yeah. We make fruit pizzas with them.
That's the kind of pizza that the Let's Move campaign might endorse. Eating healthy is a big part of First Lady Michelle Obama's initiative. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention puts childhood obesity in the U.S. at 17%. That means more than 12 million children are overweight. Charlie and Duncan are on the right track, growing and eating from their gardens. But Executive Director Julia Runberg says home gardening is becoming less popular as Boise becomes more urbanized.
It's more and more common to find people who don't have a day-to-day connection to gardening and to nature. And so to give those kids that aha moment that even if their apartment building or their home doesn't have it, that that's what's in the neighbor's yard across the street, and they can do it at home, I think is a really cool thing.
The Idaho Botanical Garden isn't the only organization to sign up. The Sawtooth Botanical Garden in Sun Valley has also joined the Let's Move initiative. They are the only museums and gardens in Idaho to get involved so far. For Boise State Public Radio, I'm Samantha Wright.
Hold on to them. We're still looking. See how many you can find.
I found one.
Hey, look. I found one.
I found
Excellent.
One.
Hey, I'm also a wooker bear.
I found one.
Oh, you guys found one.